I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to a celebration of the great American songwriter Stephen Collins Foster from WQXR. Stephen Foster was born on July 4, 1826, exactly 50 years after the Declaration of Independence was signed. Foster was the first American to try and make a living writing popular songs. Those songs are now so much a part of our lives, it's easy to forget they're not folk music.
Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee. Sounds of the rude world heard in the day, lulled by the moonlight, have all passed away. Beautiful dreamer, queen of my song, list while I woo thee with soft melody. Come, all the cares of life's busy throng, beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Beautiful dreamer, out on the sea, mermaids are haunting the wild Loreley. Over the streamlet vapors are borne, waiting to fade at the bright coming morn. Beautiful dreamer, beam on my heart, as the morn on the streamlet and sea. When will all clouds of sorrow depart? Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me.
Baritone Benjamin Luxon and an instrumental ensemble led by Carl Davis with the Stephen Foster song that describes the composer to a T, Beautiful Dreamer. Foster was not born in an old Kentucky home. He was a northerner from Lawrenceville, Pennsylvania, which is now part of Pittsburgh. Stephen was the youngest of 10 children. When he was 13, he was sent off to boarding school. Tioga Waltz, which is his first known composition, premiered at a graduation ceremony there. Thank you. Pianist Sarah Davis Buechner with Stephen Foster's teenage composition, Tioga Waltz. Foster's boarding school was in northern Pennsylvania, where they have a county, a town, and a forest called Tioga. There was also a place nearby called Camptown, and that may have been the inspiration for one of Foster's most famous songs. Mezzo-soprano Marilyn Horn sings Foster's minstrel song Camptown Races, with Carl Davis conducting the English Chamber Orchestra. Stephen Foster first made his mark writing minstrel songs, also known as Ethiopian music, a grossly exaggerated take on African-American music performed by white singers in blackface. In the mid-19th century, these songs were very popular and very lucrative. Unfortunately, a lot of the lyrics are very offensive, not only to us today, but also to Foster, so much so that he left his name off some of his own songs. Stephen Foster lasted just 1 week at college. Instead, he moved to Cincinnati to work for one of his brothers, and that's where he published his first big hit in 1848. Foster's minstrel song, O Susanna, became the anthem for the California Gold Rush and became so deeply embedded in American culture that even conductor Leopold Stokowski made an arrangement of it. That was Stokowski directing the Philadelphia Orchestra. The original Susanna was the other talented musician in the Foster family, Charlotte Susanna Foster, who died when her brother Stephen was just 3. Stephen Foster also named a well-known song after another special woman in his life, Jane Denny McDowell, otherwise known as Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair. Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair, sung by mezzo-soprano Marilyn Horne with harpist Ossian Ellis. Foster's wife had a lot to put up with once they were married. He inherited both his father's weakness for alcohol and his inability to manage money. Jane and Stephen Foster separated and reconciled and separated several times. Stephen Foster's musical comment on that was the song My Wife is a Most Knowing Woman. Here are baritone Thomas Hampson and pianist David Alfer.
Mm-hmm. my wife is a most knowing woman. She always is finding me out. She never will hear explanations, but instantly puts me to rout. There's no use to try to deceive her, if out with my friends night or day. In the most inconceivable manner, she tells where I've been right away. She says that I'm mean and inhuman. Oh, my wife is a most knowing woman. She would have been hung up for witchcraft if she had lived sooner, I know. There's no hiding anything from her. She knows what I do, where I go. And if I come in after midnight and say I have been to the lodge, oh, she says, while she flies in a fury, now don't think you play such a dodge. It's all very fine, but won't do, man. Oh, my wife is a most knowing woman. Not often I go out to dinner and come home a little so-so. I try to creep up through the hallway as still as a mouse on tiptoe. She's sure to be waiting up for me, and then comes a nice little scene. What you tell me, you're sober, you wretch, you. Now don't think that I am so green. My life is quite worn out with you, man. Oh, my wife is a most knowing woman. She knows me much better than I do. Her eyes are like those of a lynx. For how she discovers my secrets is a riddle would puzzle a sphinx. On fair days when we go out walking, if ladies look at me askance, in the most harmless way, I assure you, my wife gives me, oh, such a glance, and says, all these insults you'll rue, man. Oh, wife is a most knowing woman. Yep, I must give all of my friends up if I would live happy and quiet. One might as well live neath a tombstone as live in confusion and riot. This life we all know is a short one, while some tongues are long, heaven knows. And a miserable life is a husband's who numbers his wife with his foes. I'll stay at home now like a true man, for my wife is a most knowing woman.
This is a show about Stephen Foster, America's Bard. I'm Naomi Lewin. In Foster's day, if you wanted to have music in your home, you had to make it yourself. So Foster wrote several purely instrumental pieces for the home market. Pianist Noel Lester performs the Soiree Polka.
Thank you.
A polka by Stephen Foster, played by pianist Noel Lester. Now a couple of Foster songs that tapped into public taste for sentiment and for humor. Thomas Hampson sings Sweetly She Sleeps, My Alice Fair, and Marilyn Horne sings If You've Only Got a Mustache.
She sleeps, my Alice fair, her cheek on the pillow pressed. Sweetly she sleeps, while her Saxon hair like sunlight streams o'er her breast. Hush, let her sleep, I pray, sweet breeze, breathe low on the maple bough. Hush, bright bird on her window trees, for sweetly she sleepeth now. Sweetly she sleeps, my Alice fair, her cheek on the pillow. Sweetly she sleeps, while her Saxon hair like sunlight streams o'er her breast. Sweetly she sleeps, my Alice fair, her cheek like the first May rose. Sweetly she sleeps, and all her care is forgotten in soft repose. Hush, though the earliest beams of light their wings in the blue sea dip. Let her sleep, I pray, while her dreams are bright, and a smile is about her lip. Sweetly she sleeps, my Alice fair, her cheek on the pillow.
A mustache, a mustache, a mustache, if you'll only raise a mustache. head may be thick as a block and empty as any football. Oh, your eyes may be green as the grass, your heart just as hard as a wall. Yet take the advice that I give, you'll soon gain affection and cash, and we'll be overreach with the girls. If you'll only get a mustache, a mustache, a mustache, if you'll only get a mustache. Once was in sorrow and tears because I was jilted, you know. So right down to the river I ran to quickly dispose of my woe. A good friend, he gave me advice and timely prevented the splash. Now at home I'm a
mezzo-soprano Marilyn Horne singing If You've Only Got a Mustache with the English Chamber Orchestra, led by Carl Davis. Before that, baritone Thomas Hampson sang Sweetly She Sleeps, My Alice Fair, with David Alfer at the keyboard. By the time the Civil War broke out in 1861, Stephen Foster was permanently separated from his wife and living in New York. War songs were not his strong suit, but he did make musical contributions to the Northern cause. Foster wrote music and lyrics for most of his songs, but not all of them. After President Lincoln requested 300,000 more Union volunteers, a minister named James Sloan Gibbons wrote a call to arms, and Foster set it to music.
We are coming, Father Abram, 300,000 more. From Mississippi's winding stream and from New England shore, we leave our plows and workshops, our wives and children dear, with hearts too full for utterance, with but a silent tear. We dare not look behind us, but steadfastly before. We are coming, Father Abram, 300,000 more. We are coming, coming, our Union to restore. We are coming, Father Abram, with 300,000 more. If you look across the hilltops that meet the northern sky, long moving lines of rising dust your vision may descry. And now the wind an instant tears a cloudy veil aside and floats aloft our spangled flag in glory and in pride. And bayonets in the sunlight gleam and bands brave music pour. We are coming, Father Abram, 300,000 more. We are coming, coming, our Union to restore. We are coming, Father Abram, with 300,000 more. If you look all up our valleys where the growing harvests shine, you may see our sturdy farmer boys fast forming into line, and children at their mother's knees are pulling at the weeds, and learning how to reap and sow against their country's needs. And a farewell group stands weeping at every cottage door. We are coming, Father Abram, 300,000 more. We are coming, coming, a union to restore. We are coming, Father Abram, with 300,000 more. You have called us, and we're coming by Richmond's bloody tide. To lay us down for freedom's sake, our brothers' bones beside. Or from foul treason's savage group to wrench the murderous blade, and in the face of foreign foes its fragments to parade. 600,000 loyal men and true have gone before. We are coming, Father Abram, 300,000 more. We are coming, coming, our union to restore. We are coming, Father Abram, with 300,000 more.
The rousing We Are Coming, Father Abram. Music by Stephen Foster. Text by James Sloan Gibbons. The singer was baritone Stephen Swanson with pianist David Gomper. Foster acknowledged the terrible toll the Civil War took on the country with tender songs like Was My Brother in the Battle? Gilbert Kalish accompanies mezzo-soprano Jan DeGaetani. Thank you. Was My Brother in the Battle? That was mezzo-soprano Jan de Gaetani with Gilbert Kalish on melodeon. This is a show about Stephen Foster, America's Bard. I'm Naomi Lewin. According to Ken Emerson, who wrote two books about Stephen Foster, no other 19th century American songwriter wrote even half as many songs remembered to this day. Foster composed over 150 songs, a couple of which have even been adopted as official state songs. Violinist Itzhak Perlman and pianist Samuel Sanders with the arrangement that Yasha Heifetz made of Old Folks at Home, which is Florida's state song. The original first line was Way Down Upon the P.D. River, which is in South Carolina, but Foster decided P.D. wasn't very musical, so he consulted a map and came up with Suwannee in Florida, which he misspelled. When Foster put together an instrumental collection called The Social Orchestra, he turned Old Folks at Home and other songs of his into four quadrilles and a jig. ¶¶ dance music based on Stephen Foster songs played by flutist Paula Robeson, violinists Krista Bennion-Feeney and Calvin Wiersma, double bassist John Feeney, and pianist Samuel Sanders. And here's Paula Robeson with Foster's most famous state song. A lovely solo rendition of My Old Kentucky Home by flutist Paula Robeson. Kentuckians like to think Foster wrote My Old Kentucky Home after visiting the Federal Hill Mansion in Bardstown, but the song may actually have been his reaction to Harriet Beecher Stowe's anti-slavery novel Uncle Tom's Cabin, which affected him deeply. Stephen Foster was just 37 when he died in poverty in a rooming house on the Bowery in 1864. A friend wrote that he had more than once found Foster in a bar, drunk and broke, singing one particular song of his with what his friend described as a pathos that a state of semi-inebriation often lends the voice, while the forlorn habitués of the place join dismally in the chorus. This is that song, Hard Times Come Again No More.
Pleasures and count its many tears while we all sob sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. Is the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fainting at the door. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a sigh that is wafted across the troubled wave, 'tis a wail that is heard upon the shore, 'tis a dirge that is murmured around a lowly grave. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no
Hard Times Come Again No More, sung by Thomas Hampson with Craig Rutenberg at the keyboard. Stephen Foster dreamed of making a living as a songwriter. Lax copyright laws and Foster's own nature kept him from earning enough money to live on, but the beautiful songs he dreamed up are ours forever. As we close, here is Robert Shaw leading the Robert Shaw Chorale in Beautiful Dreamer. I'm Naomi Lewin. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this hour of Stephen Foster's music. I wrote this program, which was produced by Matt Abramovitz and Bill Bowen. For a complete playlist from the show or to hear it again, please visit the WQXR website at wqxr.org. This has been a production of Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR.